Look, how are you going to be voting in this election? Are you going to walk down to the local school or community centre, vote in person, get your democracy sausage from the sausage sizzle at the end of it? Or maybe you've already voted early and sent your ballot paper into the post. Well, what if one day we could avoid all of this and actually vote online in a federal election instead? Last year, more than 280,000 people actually voted in the New South Wales election using an online method. Federally, though, online voting has been completely ruled out. Could we change this in the future? And to find out more, we're joined by Rajiv Gore, Professor at the ANU College of Engineering and Computer Science. Good morning, Rajiv.
Hello, Nick.
Got to ask straight away, what are the actual benefits of online voting?
The biggest benefits of online voting are just convenience.
Is it cheaper? Is it faster?
They've actually done some trials in Norway, and what they've found is, yes, it is faster, but it's not necessarily cheaper. And in Norway, they actually stopped doing it.
Now, that's interesting. What was the kind of reasoning behind that?
So the initial thinking is that because it's so convenient, then your participation rate is going to be very high. And what they found is that it really only increased the participation rate by about 3.5%. Now, in Australia, we have compulsory voting anyway, so we don't have problems with participation.
It's interesting, because obviously you'd think convenience would be the big, big killer point for that.
That's right, but that's why we have compulsory voting, right? You know, if you don't vote, then the Australian Electoral Commission writes you a letter and asks you to justify it.
Look, what about the accuracy of online voting? Because obviously that's going to be a big concern for a lot of people.
The problem with online voting is there are thousands of lines of code that need to be written in order to get this thing to work. Now, unfortunately, people make mistakes. So somewhere in there, there's likely to be a mistake. What's even worse is that with online voting, there are all sorts of malicious actors out there that might be trying to hack into your system or change the outcome. So it's very, very dangerous.
Would we even know if someone was actually manipulating that data? Would there be kind of a way to tell?
That actually is the biggest problem, right? With, for example, in Western Australia, when was it, 2 or 3 years ago, there was a problem with the election, but they detected that there was a problem with the election and they ran it again.
Mm.
Now, one of my colleagues, Alex Holderman, has done an experiment in the Washington, D.C. Election where he was able to hack into the system and completely change all the votes and not leave a trail.
That's incredible and very disturbing.
Right. And so the only reason that the Washington, D.C. people knew that he'd been there is because he left a calling card. And what they did is whenever someone voted electronically online, at the end, they played the Michigan University song. And the only reason that the electoral officials found out was because someone said, look, everything went great, but when I voted, what's this Michigan University song that it plays?
That is amazing. Look, have other countries, you mentioned Norway, have other countries had successful online voting in national elections?
Well, it depends what you mean. So as far as I know, the only country that currently uses online voting for national elections is Estonia. And again, my colleague Alex Holderman went over to Estonia and looked at the system, and they wrote a technical report, an academic report, which pointed out a whole bunch of deficiencies with the system. The Estonian government responded to most of those and dismissed them, and they've continued to use the system. But as Alex has demonstrated, it had many, many holes in it.
So it sounds like what you're saying is that while Australians think that online voting might be a wonderful way of doing stuff, maybe we shouldn't be so quick to rush into it.
If you ask any computer security expert in the world, should we be using online voting, they all invariably say no, because it's just too vulnerable. We haven't solved the fundamental research problems in computer science that are required in order to run a secure online system. That's why we're researchers. That's what we do every day. And we still haven't solved the problems. So that's why we say, don't do it. It's just too dangerous.
Rajiv, thank you very much for talking to us on Breakfast this morning.
My pleasure, Nick.